That's sweet. So does anybody else play? So is it just you? So on your album, are you the only one doing all the instruments and whatnot?
We did have some other people on the album. Some of the electric guitar and all the drums and bass I didn't really touch. There's a band in Nashville called the Rhett Walker Band. They're kind of a country rock group. They're really cool. And the drummer was a producer for the record. So I met the drummer through a friend of a friend, and he wanted to do the album. And when it came time to think of other musicians, because I could play the electric guitar, but I would prefer to have somebody that's just like, that is their thing. Like, for me, I play a lot of acoustic guitar, a lot of keys. So I could fake the electric guitar, but I and the bass too, but I really do like having people that this is their full-time thing. All they do is electric guitar. All they do is bass. So the whole band actually kind of played on the record, which is really fun to have all these musicians that are used to playing with each other and already clicked with each other. But other than that, everything else is just me.
It's cool to get to meet a lot of cool people doing what you do, I guess. A lot of talented people.
Through association, it's really great. It's fun.
Did anyone in your family play music? Or were you the only one? Or did your parents like influence it?
My dad played guitar a while back. He doesn't play as much anymore, but there were guitars laying around the house. But for the most part, my family didn't really play much music. If my dad hadn't played guitar and didn't have his old guitars around the house, though, that's how I first learned. I just picked up his instruments and kind of figured it out. So that did influence me in that respect. But for the most part, it was I'm kind of the oddball I got the musical gene out of my family. I don't know how it happens, but I'm pretty fortunate that
it's a good gene to have.
I did. I enjoy it. Yeah.
So who would you say like are your musical influences? Like who is somebody that you were like, I wish I could sound exactly like them?
So for me, and you guys might relate to this, as I'm sure you enjoy music because you're working at a radio station.
Yeah.
I will do this thing where I pick up an artist and listen to them nonstop for like a month, mm-hmm. and then completely move on.
Yeah.
So this is always a tough question for you to answer because it's constantly changing. But from the beginning, I'm a huge Billy Joel fan, and that's probably my biggest influence thus far in songwriting and piano playing. But as far as currently right now, who do I want to be? It totally changes all the time. To be completely honest, I've been listening to a lot of Kanye West recently. Couldn't say that I could really pull off any type of Kanye West-esque songs, anything that he's doing, but I would be lying if I said it didn't have some influence, just the amount of Kanye West that I've been listening to, just has probably filtered through what I do. But no, it's a big variety. There's a lot of really cool people doing a lot of different things in all sorts of genres, so that's a constantly cycling thing. Besides Billy Joel, he's just the anchor for me.
I feel like Kanye West is like a guy that nobody really wants to hang out with, but his music is all super good. Like his lyrics are good.
Part of my love for Kanye West is because of the obvious ironic reasons that I think he's just really funny, and his public image is just really awesome. but also, yeah, I do genuinely enjoy a lot of his songs, which is, I don't know how he pulled that off, but good for him.
He's very entertaining, that's for sure.
Oh yeah, that's totally true.
So if anybody listening wants to get into music or performing, what is your one piece of advice for them?
Okay, so people who aren't musicians currently, or they are, but
they are, but they want to kind of like get off on like on their feet, like get started.
Okay, yeah, my advice would be, let's see, there's a lot of different, if I had to pick one, that's actually kind of tough. I would ask for help from a lot of people. Musicians are super friendly, there's a lot of community. So that's kind of where I grew most, I think, in the past few years, is just me asking people to copy. And then my other advice would just be kind of weird, but I am a believer in quantity over quality when it comes to making music. A lot of people think that you need to have the perfect setting and the perfect environment, and you can only write a song when you're in the zone. But I found that if you just force yourself to make music and put stuff out there and play as many shows as you can, even if you're not feeling it, you will get better and you will improve at a much faster rate. So in some respects, you just got to go out and do it as much as you can.
Awesome. So
that's my advice.
And then what is next for you on the music scene? What are you working on now?
For me, so I just made this album. I just had, we actually just made a 6-song EP that should be coming out in a month or two. But after that, I'm working on this songwriting project that I am not at 100% liberty to discuss because legally all the paperwork and stuff hasn't been, it's not completely figured out. I can't talk about it too much, but I'm doing a pretty big songwriting project for the next 4 months. Hopefully that's not too big, but I'm super pumped about it. If you follow me anywhere, I will be posting all about it in a few weeks, and that will consume my life for the entire winter.
Gotcha. So everyone listening, go follow Andrew on Twitter, Facebook, whatever, and get the scoop on his big project.
Anyway, Snapchat me.
Snapchat, whatever. All right, so for anyone listening, that was Andrew Tufano. Listen to his new album. We have a couple songs on our rotation, so keep an ear out for those. We're going to play, right after this ends, we're going to play his song, Every Man for Himself. So keep listening. Tune in. Andrew, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, yep, have a good one.
All righty. Bye. See ya.